Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Melissa Brown is in this morning. She is with Conscious Healing and Homes Empower and Recovery. I met you about a month ago. You came in on another show, and I said, we need to get together and talk about what you do, and we're going to get into all of these. I mean, you are involved in a lot of things and in a lot of lives and in really helping people in the area. Thank you for what you do right off the bat, because I had not heard of you, and I'm glad we finally met.
Thank you so much for inviting me today and giving me the opportunity to be here.
So how did you get involved with really helping people that are in tough situations and in a lot of cases, and what you're doing with dealing with substance abuse and other things?
So my story started many, many years ago. I had trauma in my own life as a child, and that developed some unhealthy coping strategies in my life. At the time, I didn't know how trauma was shaping my life, my decisions, my relationships, my behaviors, my self-worth, and my direction. I didn't understand that really unhealed pain, and I don't think anybody in this world, when you're living your life, your familial life, right?
Sure.
Understands any of that until you get older, right?
It's true. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, those things that happen to us, it's not that we can't make our own decisions, but it does shape the way that we think and it shape the way that we go about our lives. So my choices, though, eventually led me to jail and then to prison. And not that I'll get into every single detail, but what I will say is, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, prison was the worst experience that they had ever experienced in their life. And trust me, it's not a great experience.
Sure.
But what I will say is that was the catalyst for change for me.
Hmm.
It actually saved my life from a very, very erratic lifestyle. It saved my life from a life of addiction, and probably I would not even be here today. However, it became the place where my life began again. And as bad as it was, sometimes in the worst situations, seeds are planted and you begin to thrive. And so yeah. While I was there, I dove into getting my degree, my bachelor's degree in psychology. I dove into learning new skills and spending my time not just idle. And what I can say is I specifically remember one evening where I was just really tired. I was really, really tired of doing this, being this way. And I remember praying and saying, God, if you could change me, if you could change my life, I will dedicate the rest of my life to helping other people that have been in my position. And I really believe that that was just the very seed that was planted to get to me where I am today.
That is so interesting. I was just going to say to you, when you said that you had been in, was there a moment or was there a time of reflection when all of a sudden you realize this is not how I want to be remembered for or what I want to continue to do for the rest of my life?
Well, I think we talk a lot about the pain. I had two children at the time, and so I thought a lot about the pain that I was putting them through and a lot about the pain that I was going through from being separated from them. Whether I had created that pain or not, I lived in that on a daily basis. And that really, really stuck with me throughout. And I knew that the only way that I was going to be able to have a life for them when I got out of incarceration was to be able to change. And I spent many, many years in counseling, you know, trauma therapy while I was there. I spent many years trying to reconnect with my family. And then once I was released, I started seeing the barriers that were before me in getting back on my feet.
I was going to ask you about that. How is that? Because I can't imagine. You've made some decisions, like you said. You know, you were making changes and, you know, trying to move forward, but it's hard when you get out.
Well, you're exactly right. It's not an easy thing. And we talk about in the government, and we talk about in different places, second chances, and we talk about, you know, people being given a second chance, but there's so many roadblocks and barriers to that, right? How do we expect people that have been incarcerated to come out and become productive members of society when there's so many barriers to that? There's people that are not willing to hire people that have been incarcerated. There's laws out there that prevent people from being able to go into a field that could help them help others, but there's also laws out there that just prevent them from being, you know, active members of society. And, you know, some of those barriers I experienced my own self. I obtained employment a couple times where once the people found out that I had a background, I was let go of my position, and I was doing great work. Like, I literally had been at companies for months and months and months, and somehow they found out that I had previous in different situations. Yeah. They had found out, and I was let go.
That's just crazy.
Yep. And some of them I was completely upfront about, but because I'm very vocal, because I'm an advocate of sorts for different things, both when I had gotten out of incarceration and now for second chances and things, that sometimes isn't the best environment for trying to get on your feet.
Right, I can see that. We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue this, because what's fascinating is you're working with second chances and people, and boy, you have a story, and you can relate like many of us can't. And so this is fascinating stuff. Melissa Brown is here. Conscious Healing, Homes Empowering Recovery are our focus this morning. If you've got a Facebook page, and is there a website too where people can find out more?
Yes. Yeah, so we are both on Facebook at Her House on Facebook and Conscious Healing on Facebook. But our website is www.consciousheelingva.com, as well as www.herecovery.com.
Quick break with Melissa Brown on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hi.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Melissa Brown in this morning as we talk about second chances and conscious healing and Homes Empowering Recovery and what they're providing in the area. So, Melissa, what a great start as you talk about just the difficulty with second chances, and that's the hard thing. We all talk about, second chances, but it does come down to, you know, are you willing to hire somebody or even befriend a person?
Right.
And just those kinds of things, because if certain things aren't in place, you're going to go back to where you're accepted or where, you know, you feel comfortable, which may not always be a good place.
Most times it's not, actually. Something landed you there, right?
Yeah, right.
And truthfully, you know, if you do not, when you come out of situations where there's substance use, mental health disorder, incarceration, any of that, if you don't have stable housing, think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? If you don't have stable housing, food, and clothing, how are you ever going to get on your feet? So those are the three things that I think – systems are trying to address. They just don't always address them very well. And people are always going to gravitate back to their family or the way that they were raised, unless they are very, very determined not to. What I would say is, you know, being able to give people employment is really, really a catalyst for people to be able to change. Schooling and employment, right, are two things, especially with people that didn't have skills to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, one of the experiences I had was I actually put in the work and went back to college, got my degree, got my certified substance abuse counselor's license, and didn't really understand the laws of Virginia, because all I was doing was focusing on, hey, I want to go help people. Hey, I want to do this. And in the process of that, got my certification, started working for the local medicated assisted treatment program here in Fredericksburg for people. And about a couple years in, was notified that I couldn't be working there because of my background.
A couple years in.
Yep. It was about a year and a half in that I was told that I was on this list of crimes that I couldn't even help other people. I had went to school. I had done all of the things, and then was told, you can't be a counselor in the field. And so from there, it kind of lent me, again, I said, I'm an advocate. So it led me on a journey and a fight that I recently won, actually. So the state of Virginia has a list of 176 crimes that if you've committed any of these crimes, and these are crimes like pointing a laser pointer at a police officer, having a possession charge, and you know, many other things. And I that started a fight within me that I think March of last year, I took out a lawsuit against the state of Virginia and won, and actually am now able to do counseling. In the process of acquiring a counseling business and owning one, in the process of acquiring a housing business and owning one, I just actually won the right. Because even if I owned the company, I still couldn't legally sit down with a client and counsel them.
Again, that's just crazy.
They let you own it, but they won't let you do it. It's so crazy.
I mean, I understand why certain things are in place, but you've proven yourself. Other people have proven themselves.
Yeah, it's not just me. There's many. I have talked to so many people that have been in similar situations. But that, you know, that did lead me on a 15-year career, right? So even though I couldn't counsel people, I could work in the space. And so I actually continued a marketing and outreach career. And that led me down a journey where I consistently saw gaps. I saw gaps because I was working in the treatment space, and what I was seeing is that people would come and get treatment for 30 days and leave and go back to the same situation and then end up back again.
Yeah.
And it was just a revolving door that people were having, kind of like incarceration, right? Revolving door, because the correct supports were not put in place for these people when they left. So through many avenues, through the help of many people, I got to a place where I finally said, I'm still working. I'm working for places and I'm helping people, but I'm not really addressing the gaps that I see. And so I decided to buy these companies. And they were already up and running companies with great founders of those companies, and they had built a solid foundation. And so first I bought Homes Empowering Recovery, which was a sober living, is a VAR, Virginia Association of Recovery Residents, VAR accredited housing here in Fredericksburg. I have four houses. I recently last week opened my fourth house, which is a men's house. I have two female houses and two male houses.
How exciting is that to have that available? And I'm sure the need is great, that you probably could have many more.
Yeah, the need is crazy, actually. We have consistently opened, we had two to begin with, and we opened our third house about 2 months ago, and now we're opening up another house that we opened a week ago, and we're looking for our next house. That all of our houses are full except for this brand new house, and it's on its way to being full.
Wow. So is there a time period, or what's the process like, or what do people experience, and how long do they stay, that kind of thing?
So they can come to us from straight from the hospital detox. They can come to us from residential treatment. They can come to us from outpatient treatment. They can come to us from just losing their housing, but having substance use disorder in their background. And literally, they just can give us a call or go to our website and apply online. And what we offer is stability. And so they're held accountable. They're drug screened on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They're held accountable to attend certain recovery meetings, church, recovery-related activities is what I call it, 3 times per week. They also have in the houses what we call a house manager and an assistant house manager that helps keep them on track, helps guide them in their lives. And those are people with lived experience that help them along the way. I truly believe that there's a place for education, but there's also a very, very strong need for people with the lived experience to be able to talk to people that are going through this. And so, we provide all those services, but even more importantly, we provide connections for them to other things in the community, like medical that they've never gotten, a primary health care provider. We provide through a company called Foundation Medical Group, medication assisted and psychiatric medications. Through Conscious Healing, we provide treatment. We have a clothing closet and a food bank and all kinds of things that we provide to them for them to be able to get stable and get on their feet. And we partner with workforce development.
Well, and Melissa, what you do is so interesting, because you're coming at this, again, seeing the gaps.
Yes.
You've lived this, and you've seen it. You've seen what works, what doesn't work, and where the community needs to be stronger.
Yes.
That's what's exciting about this.
Yes. I actually really do believe that filling the gaps gives people not just more hope, but more opportunity.
Yeah.
Because when you piece disjointed systems together, there's still gaps. But when you meet every single need that's needed by somebody in recovery or with mental health issues, then you give them a whole lot better ability to be successful.
And again, this all goes back to what we talked a little bit about earlier, about not having this in place, you're likely to fall into the same problems before and then go through the same things again. You're hopefully pulling them away from that.
Yeah, recidivism for incarceration, as well as for returning back to drug use, or even with mental health, going back to not being stable, is very, it's like 2 out of 10.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's proven through statistics and through research that the more recovery supports you put in place for these people, it can be up to 4 out of 10 or 5 out of 10 the more supports they have in place. Because it really is about community. It's about getting in touch with your spiritual side. And it's also about making sure that people have the right things in place to be able to get on their feet.
Boy, to have all this, because all these things that we talk about are things a lot of times that people don't have access to.
Yeah,
you're giving them access to it all, kind of literally under one roof.
Yeah, so I consider myself an ecosystem of care, and what I mean by that is I may own 2 companies, right? But I make sure that I partner with other people in the community to be able to provide the services that they need in a seamless partnership, meaning I can give them a call and say, hey, this person needs dental work today or dental work very soon, and they can get in. Or, hey, this person needs a primary care provider and I really do need to get them in. And they're like, okay. So that's what an ecosystem of care is. And having people in the community that have a heart for people just like I do, there's plenty of people out there. It's just a matter of connecting with them and collaborating with them for these people.
An ecosystem of care. That is a great way to describe what we've been just talking about. And again, it goes back to you have lived this and you see what people are going through, because I'm not going to have that same background. I might just say, well, this has to be done, but you see where there are the gaps and you know how it needs to be done.
Well, what I would say about not everybody sees this is I would beg to differ in a different way and say that every person, I would be very surprised if every person in every family across this world has experienced someone in their life that either has severe mental health disorders, substance use disorders, and sometimes we don't include alcoholism in substance use disorders, but it is a real thing. How many people do you know that have that in their family?
It's true.
And whether it's ignored, because that's what used to be, right? Oh, Uncle James used to be this way. Or whatever, and swept under the rug. We don't sweep it under the rug anymore. We talk about it and try to heal that.
Yeah, no, that's true. We all do have.
So everybody's been touched somewhere, even if they haven't experienced it themselves. But taking a step back and not judging that situation, and being open to how did they get there? How do we help them get out of there? Like, if you have a heart for people at all, the first question you ask is, how did they get there? Which is why Conscious Healing was the other company that I bought, is because the one thing that is very, very important there is trauma and addressing trauma. Trauma first, meaning we treat people like they had trauma in the beginning, they have trauma now, and they just don't, they've developed responses to that trauma, and that become inherent in each of them, right? And they don't understand what they are. So we bring their awareness to that. We put sound healing behind that, and we go from there.
We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk much more about this. And we're going to get into, in the next little bit, we'll talk about, you know, how the community can get involved.
Yes, for sure.
It's one thing to talk about, oh, yay, Melissa. But there's also ways that the community can get involved and help you continue. So we'll get into that, too, when we come back. Again, ConsciousHealingVA.com for that. HERecovery.com is another website to check. Or, as you mentioned, also you can call 540-402-1199. 540-402-1199. Melissa Brown is here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's just about 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Melissa Browning this morning. Good stuff as we talk conscious healing and homes empowering recovery. You did a Facebook posting on this, so this isn't my great question to you, but you mentioned in a Facebook posting that you could never have realized that you would be involved in all these different things, you know, that we're talking about today. At times, that has to be. You look at your journey, and you definitely see a path in how you've been able to help people.
I have to say that it is a. It's really a God thing. It really is.
Yeah.
When I bought Homes Empowering Recovery in November, I really didn't know that I was going to now embark on a huge journey. I knew that buying Homes Empowering Recovery was a dream in my heart for many, many years to have transitional or sober living type housing. For 20 years, it was a dream. But I never knew that I... exceedingly abundantly more than I can ever ask is what is going on in my life right now. And it is an honor and a privilege to walk through what I do every single day.
Yeah.
You know, my days are very, very full, back-to-back meetings and all of those things, a whole different life, right? But what I would say is that every single day it's worth it. When I walk into a house and sit down and have a conversation with a man who is struggling and who just got there and wants to leave because he's used to his life on the street, or when I go sit down with a woman and I talk about all the struggles that she's going through and all the support that she needs, it's worth it. When I talk to somebody on the phone and they are pouring out their heart, crying to me about how they want to change their life, it's worth it. Everything that I'm doing is worth it to help the other people, because it goes back to the fact that I promised God I would spend the rest of my life helping other people.
Well, you certainly have. But no, when in your posting, when you talked about recovery, treatment, housing, workforce development, long-term healing, that's a lot of things.
Yes.
And that's those are just what we're talking about today. And it just it's a complex thing. And you're really helping people, as you said, filling in those gaps.
I really feel like if we don't heal the root of people, the root of what created who they are today, then they're never going to receive lasting freedom. And so that's even my tagline for conscious healing. I really truly believe that. I believe that we have to heal what's inside in order for them to become their true self. And, you know, with that, I just am trying to fill the gaps that are out there for those people, to make it a lot easier for them to get to where they need. Now, it's hard work. It's really hard work. It's been hard work for me.
I was just going to say, because not everybody's at a different spot.
They are.
Or they may not be as strong willed to as you were to be able to say, you know, I want to get out of this.
Well, I think one step at a time.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't. Yes, I have a lot of drive and a lot of ambition, but even people that don't have the drive that I have, I've seen it happen day after day. As long as they keep taking one step after the other, you get there. Like I didn't walk out of incarceration and say, okay, well, I'm now going to be whatever it is that I'm going to become. Mm-hmm. It was, guess what? Today, I need to go show up at my probation officer. Today, I need to go look for a job. Today, I need to get up and go look for a job again. When I lost that job, I need to go do it again. And it's about your mindset, but truthfully, it's also about support. Think about doing that alone. Think about doing that with no support around you. Number one, emotionally. Number two, spiritually. And number three, without somebody to walk alongside you, holding your hand, trying to help you get on your feet. It's a very, very lonely journey and very, very hard to overcome if you don't continue to take that next right step.
And like you said, there are so many barriers that make it even lonelier.
Yes, the barriers do isolate. You know, we want people to reintegrate and become productive members of society. And I think I said this earlier, but there are so many barriers. And worse than that, there's stigma. And I'm not saying that people that commit crimes should not pay for their crimes. I believe that I needed to pay for mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe everybody needs to be held accountable to the crimes that they commit. But I also believe that there is a world where we make choices and they're not necessarily the right choices, and we should be able to make that choice again in a different way.
Yeah. No, and you don't have to. This is. We become friends, and at some point you tell your story, and all of a sudden I'm just like, you know, we need to be open when we meet people, in whether it's in a hiring situation or just a friendship situation. I can be friends with Melissa, you know. It's not like, oh, Melissa, oh, okay, and you start backing off. And
if people were to see me today, and I hear this all the time, they're like, you did what? you were where? I am not the same person that I was 25 years ago. I am nowhere near that person. It was like a whole nother lifetime. Mm. And not that I don't remember those experiences or whatever, because I do, but people can change and people can be different people. You know, you don't think about, like, you may have grown up in a great life, or even if you didn't grow up in a great life, you made different choices. We all make choices every single day.
Yep.
And none of us, I'm not sure anybody in this world has ever made the perfect choices all the time. Some choices lead you down a really, really bad path, and some choices are just minuscule bad choices that might affect you financially or might affect you emotionally or mentally, but don't necessarily end you up in the worst place that you could ever imagine, right?
No. So, I guess you've kind of, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but as far as, you know, like healing the root with conscious healing or the Holmes Empowering Recovery, I guess you're doing a little bit of both with, because you're talking about, when you talk about shelter and food and that kind of thing, but also healing the root. So it's, I guess it's, and again, everybody's different, but how do you approach, does a person start conscious healing first? Do they start the Holmes first?
So when I first bought Holmes Empowering Recovery, I had people calling me personally because it was just my first business, right?
Yeah.
And so now everybody can call the same phone number, but there's multiple branches. So if you just want Holmes Empowering Recovery and just want that sort of experience, you can have that. If you just want treatment, you can call and just have that experience if you need both. But what I would say that is common across both of them is that it's a support for the other if it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're in Holmes Empowering Recovery or whether you're in conscious healing, there's other supports available, like a primary care health physician, dental, medication for psychiatric disorders. I have a partner called the Goodness Foundation that is part of the workforce development program that is being built. Other community partners I have good relationships with, in which we can make sure that no matter which area you decide to enroll in or need support in, that I can make sure that we get all the supports necessary for you.
So when the person who calls the 540-402-1199, is it 99 or 99 number? When they call that, then that's where you talk and you determine what's needed.
Yeah. So when they call there, they get a phone screening and a phone assessment that asks them about all their needs, not just do you need treatment or do you need housing, but there's about a 20-minute phone assessment that says, hey, do you have housing? Are you in the middle of a crisis using? You know, and even if they are not a good fit for my housing or my treatment, I work very, very hard to get them to the place that they need to be. Because when somebody reaches out for help, they have about 15 minutes to 30 minutes that they're in that moment that they're saying, you know what, I need help and I need it now.
Yeah.
And so I work very, very hard. My case managers, my front desk staff, my admission staff works very, very hard to get that person as soon as possible to the place that they need to be, even if it's not with me. Residential treatment, detox at Spotsy or Mary Wash, any of those.
Well, it's got to be hard sometimes, and I guess too, because it's hard sometimes for the person to make that call.
It's very hard. And if you don't get them in that moment, in a half an hour,
they
change
their mind.
Their drug dealer's going to walk down the street, or somebody's going to call them and it's going to change their mind. And so what we call that is brief moments of spiritual awakenings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where people have decided, okay, I'm done and I'm done. If you don't capture them in that moment, it could be a fleeting moment,
never
and they could go
that.
Out and overdose and die. They could go out and hurt themselves or somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to catch it in that moment and be a source, even if I'm not the place that they come, be a source for where they need to go. I have lots of connections across the state to get people where they need to be.
Yeah, no, just get them help. And I never thought of that, that there's all of a sudden, either all those scenarios can happen, or they just change their mind and they just, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And they go back.
And the harder it is, like, the more roadblocks you put up with them in the beginning, like, oh, call me back, or, oh, you got a week you know, it's going to take me a week to get you in. All of those roadblocks gives them an opportunity to turn back and go right back to where they are.
And it's probably so easy to turn back because all of a sudden you're running into an employer that says, you did what? You know, we need to, and all of a sudden you're just thinking, I'm trying to do everything right, and or you can't find housing, or you can't, or you can't, or you can't.
Exactly. And think about that as a human being, you can't find housing.
Yeah.
Now, I know you get to a place where you've burnt all your bridges and you know what I mean? And nobody's going to let you live there or nobody's going to let you be there. But once you're out of that cycle and you're looking for housing to become stable, to be able to get to a place, you know, we need more agencies out there. MICA does a great service in this community, helping people get to where they need. But again, funding, right? So if you feel like you want to help this population, whether it's substance abuse, homeless, domestic violence, trafficking, all of those, get connected to an agency, donate, give your time, even if you don't have money. You know, the one thing that I've found in my whole entire life is that when I serve others, it not only helps them, but it helps me too.
Yeah.
It helps me keep life into perspective about how valuable it is, but it also creates gratitude within you and within others.
So it's that situation where you talk about, you know, they think I'm helping them, but they help me.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I hear a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. So Melissa, what are some needs that you have? How can people help you? What are you looking for?
So I would love to get some. Well, I'm in the process of helping build this workforce development program, mm-hmm. and soon we're going to have that up, and I'll be on to talk about that the next time. But we have a program called the Goodness Foundation where we provide funding for housing and people to go back to work and for people to get on their feet, start their own business, get involved in the trades, get involved in peer recovery support, different things that I'm working on now. But to help in this, just give me a call at 402-1199 and we can set up an appointment to talk to me, because I know that I can have a conversation with you, and whatever it is that you need in your life to be of support to other people. I know tons of agencies that need support. It's not just mine. I need support, obviously, to help these people get back on their feet. I have volunteer opportunities all the time for community events and things. And we Conscious Healing and Homes Empowering Recovery will be having an open house in early September. So, and then we'll have some resources there as well. So what I would say that would help me in general, and I want to say this broadly, is go out and serve these communities and go out and serve these people. Go on websites, mm-hmm. you know, MICA, Homes Empowering Recovery, Be the Light. There's so many agencies, Empowerhouse,
right.
All of these agencies out there, Louise's House, all of those, Hope House, all of those could use your support in helping these people get back on their feet.
Yep. Because you all, ultimately, like you said, you're all working together.
We do.
And you really are one. You can just the little bit of time we've been together and talking about this, you work with all these groups. You all help each other, and that ultimately helps the community.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
This is exciting stuff. This is when in such a short period of time, you've been able to put a lot of this together. And it gives it's another resource. As a community, we're just really fortunate that you're here and that you have the vision that you have.
Yeah, it was a God-given vision for sure. So
yeah,
because I didn't envision where I am right now at all. But the pieces that came together intricately between November and January of last year and this year, to lead me to where I am today is just mind-blowing. I just could never imagine. Being able, given the opportunity to build this system and to build a dream of filling all the gaps that I've seen over my career and over my personal experience. Yeah. I partner with Failsafe Aero too, because I want to be a part of that. And so donating to them as well is important.
540-402-1199 if you want to sit down and talk with Melissa Brown about this and in other things and in how to get involved. 540-402-1199. Conscious Healing and Homes Empowering Recovery are the organizations we're focused in on this morning. We'll take one final break and wrap this up this morning with Melissa on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, good stuff this morning with Melissa Brown in Conscious Healing, Homes in Power and Recovery, and just a whole lot of other things. Again, Melissa, we are just really fortunate again to have you and just a number of other agencies, but this is another sort of another tool in the toolbox as people find themselves in situations, and for families too, that just find, you know, you're just, what do I do?
I do have a heart for the families, you know, as well, because, you know, addiction and mental health ravages families. It really does. It's not just about the person that it touches families and destroys families and all of those things. And so it really, you know, you can get some family resources from Zoe Freedom Center. They have some family stuff, and they're another nonprofit in the area.
Yeah.
There's, you know, family support out there, Al-Anon and Alateen and things like that, but it definitely does affect families.
Well, and instead of just pointing to them, you've also you still collaborate with them, and you've then set up with Conscious Healing, with Homes Empowering Recovery. It's more than just go to them; they can help you. You're doing something.
Yeah, I am. So at the end of the day, this work for me is way more than just about sobriety, right? It is about restoring hope, rebuilding families, reducing harm in the community, because as we help these people, it reduces harm, helping people become stable, helping people become employed, helping people reconnect with community, and helping people experience lasting freedom. I know what it feels like to need hope, and I know what it feels like to wonder if your past is going to define your future, right?
Yeah.
And now I get to spend my life helping other people find theirs.
Yeah.
You know, if you or somebody that you love are listening to this radio station today, please reach out to 540-402-1199 or go on our website and look us up at ConsciousHealingVA.com or HERecovery.com. Whether you need treatment, whether you need housing, whether you're a family member, whether no matter what it is that you need in that arena, I would greatly be willing to help. And remember, if you're listening to this and you're in the middle of this situation with substance use, remember, you're not the worst thing that you've ever done, and you're not beyond help, and you're not beyond healing, you're not beyond purpose, and there is a way forward. Just reach out for help.
Make this the day you start.
Make this the day that you step forward and you decide to change your life.
And you described it a little bit ago really well of how you just really have to take each day one day at a time. And whether it's calling 540-402-1199 or looking for a job or looking for ways to get off of substance abuse, it can be lonely. And you described that, and just the fact that you've lived it and you're able to understand it.
Community makes a difference. People think, I can do this by myself. Right. And the truth of the matter is, yeah, we're all independent people, but you can't do it by yourself. It takes a village for people to really get on their feet. And if I didn't have a village behind me in every step of the way, I'm not sure that I would have made it.
Yeah. Your story is almost yes, you have talked, Melissa, this morning about different things and some of the things you've gone through. I hear you talking. I just think this needs to be a movie someday. This needs to be a book someday.
People say that all the time, but
it is. It's just an amazing. Someday you need to write a book about this, because It is. I think for people that are they're in the throes of it or family members, and you just feel like there's no hope, you give them hope.
I would like for people to have hope because there is hope out there. There are successes.
540-402-1199 for Melissa Brown in Conscious Healing and Homes Empower and Recovery. Melissa, we'll do much more of this and talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
This has been powerful. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. 540-402-1199.
Thanks for listening. See you in the morning. Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.